A short time ago, in an echo of the famous scenes in Baghdad, demonstrators in Trafalgar Square pulled down a statue of the American President George Bush. He was not, they insisted, welcome here. The time this was happening, the tail of the protest was still half a mile away. It has been a huge demonstration. On a day of carnage in Istanbul, the chant heard most often on this march was Bush, Blair, terrorists.
Many, many people have died today in real terrorist atrocities.
No, that's not true. It's his fault that they're dying.
Al-Qaeda, it's his fault.
They will stop dying. Yes, it is his fault.
The march did attract a wide range of people, and there was no doubting their anger.
Is this the day to be demonstrating against the leaders of the free world?
Well, I think what has happened in Istanbul just shows that Bush has destabilized and made the world a more dangerous place.
Among the marchers, one of Britain's foremost novelists, John le Carré.
But the last time I marched, I found myself tucked in with friends of Obama, practically. But that doesn't stop you, I think, from taking part in a mass demonstration like this, which says we have to reappraise the situation.
Along the route, there were a few dissenting voices.
That's a bit of a brave stand.
Well, it is. I was harassed a little bit, but I'm still alive in one piece.
It may be that there are many people who say President Bush is welcome. What isn't in doubt is that a huge number turned out today to make it clear, in their view, he was not.